The state's Medicaid Reform Advisory Group has met for the last 6 months in relative obscurity. That changed today when more than 200 parents, doctors, and therapists showed up to testify about a list of proposed innovations the group hopes will help curtail the growing cost of the program. The message the group heard was that the reforms would have huge impacts on the people who rely on Medicaid for health services, APRN's Annie Feit reports.
Jamie Robinson approached the microphone with an 11-month-old snuggled on her chest in a baby carrier.
I hope you guys don't mind if I stand up.
We'll be very quiet.
Well, it's okay. This is my fourth, so he's used to lots of noise.
Robinson's second child, a first grader named Brooke, is one of more than 150,000 Alaskans who benefit from the state's Medicaid program. Brooke has cerebral palsy and other developmental problems. Robinson says she was born by emergency C-section.
She's my miracle child because she should have died. Sorry, it's so emotional.
Robinson says Brooke is now walking and talking and thriving in school. She says her daughter has benefited from frequent occupational, physical, and speech therapy. One of the proposed reforms would limit the number of therapy sessions to no more than 6 a year. After that, a patient would need to be reevaluated. Robinson says frequent evaluations would be harmful to Brooke, and cutting back on therapy would be devastating.
You got to think of this as a gym membership, right? If you go to a gym, if you go 6 times a year, are you going to see any results? No, you are not. You have to go and you have to work your body. And she works her butt off.
Nearly everyone who testified in the morning talked about problems with requiring frequent evaluations for therapy. And it was a message Division of Health and Social Services Commissioner Bill Struer had heard even before the meeting began. He committed to revisiting the issue.
It was excellent testimony, and it helped us realize that we need to focus on the person, on the kid, on the child, on the parent, on the family.
Commissioner Struer says he was pleased with the level of public involvement at the meeting. He says he heard good recommendations on specific reform ideas. One of the things he took away from the meeting is that a cookie-cutter approach to reform won't work.
Focus the treatment on the stuff that you preach about, Struer, and that's the right care, right time, right place for the right person. So it has to be person-specific. And what we came out with were broad general recommendations, and folks have come back to us and said, tailor it, and we can live with it.
Commissioner Struer says he's committed to getting a list of reform ideas to the governor by November 15th, but he says that's just the start of the next phase of the process, which will involve more analysis on each reform. Still, for committee member Sandra Heffern, the testimony highlighted how rushed the process has been. Governor Parnell announced he was creating the Medicaid Reform Advisory Group last November. Members were appointed in March and have been meeting monthly since April. Heffern, who is a health consultant with a background in home health care services, says there hasn't been enough time for deep discussion on the recommendations.
The recommendations are, these are things that we need to further explore, but to say that we're going to do any kind of reform based on the innovations that have been brought forward, I think is, I don't want to use the word ludicrous, but that's what comes to mind.
Several people who testified brought up new reform ideas for the group to consider, like paying for hospice care at the end of life to save on hospital costs and reusing expensive medical equipment like wheelchairs. That last idea came from Medicaid recipient Rick Nelson, who uses a wheelchair and serves on the Governor's Council on Disabilities and Special Education. He's also getting a graduate degree in public administration. Speaking through an interpreter, he left the committee with this thought.
So without these services or therapies, I would not have been able to be who I am today. So I ask you to please look carefully at what you're doing. You might affect somebody like me. Thank you, and you never know, he might be the next commissioner.
In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.